Half past 12 o'clock on a Thursday, and time for the Topsad Lifestyle Wine of the Week. And once again, in the hot seat, it's the lovely Valencia has returned with Eamon Darling from Topsad Lifestyle, and with a beautiful bottle of Florence Rosé 2023 from a farm called Fargelichem. Now, welcome, folks. Lovely to see you both.
Thanks, Dave. Always good to be here.
And here we go, the wine of the week from Topsad Lifestyle. We've set a very cracking pace for the beginning of the year, and this is the last of the January wines of the week. So tell us about the selection, Eamon. It's an interesting one.
Yeah, Dave, Fargelichem has been, it's a big farm over, I think it's around over 3,000 hectares. And it's been around since the 1700s, so it's quite a very old farm with old buildings, old library, you name it, it's all there. But the vineyards, and then it used to be co-owned by Anglo-American at one stage, and then it was all sold off. The original winemaker that used to be there was André van Rensburg, and André had been there for so many years now, he had to retire there a couple of years ago. And then the new winemaker now, Luke, has put a whole new spiel on the whole range of wines. They've culled some of the range, and now they're just concentrating on a few, the Sauvignon Blanc, and one of them is particularly this rosé, the Florence rosé. They renamed it. I was there last year for the whole relaunch of the whole brand of Fargelichem from America, all basically all over the world that were at the launch, and we tasted this here, and I thought it was absolutely gorgeous for a rosé. That it is, I think it's absolutely stunning. The farm was one of the first farms with all this sustainable farming, where they brought cows back, and all started back in 2005, and they won a big award for it, and they plant trees every year to regenerate the land. So they're big into green, how can I say it, into
the ecology and the biodiversity of it all.
That's it.
Yeah, this is a trend, and it's not just a feel-good thing, it's a real good thing.
It's a real good thing, especially for the Cape, because with all the vines and all the harvesting, the vineyards down there, you think now, they're just growing grapes, but there's a lot behind the scenes that a lot of the farms do to put back into the local areas, the local economy that's there, not just the vineyards. I help a lot with the kids, the workers at the farm. They got scholarships for them. Quite a lot that's going on.
It's a huge industry, and absolutely, I think it makes sense to ensure its sustainability going forward. Because, as you quite rightly say, this is an old farm. It's been around for an awfully long time, longer than I have, and by a long shot. And if it hadn't been sustainably managed, it would be now pretty much a desert, because that's what happens with bad farming practices.
Yes.
All the nutrients are gone, then you start using artificial fertilizers, and eventually the soil is kind of dead. And keep it alive by throwing chemicals in it, but the best way is to regenerate it with biodiversity. Yeah. So
natural resources, cows.
Let's talk about the wine, Valencia. You're being very patient, waiting a turn. So tell us about the wine.
Yes, I am. And I'm actually looking at Eamon while he's trying to talk about the wine. Yeah, as he's saying, beautiful wine, nice sparkling, nice label. You, Dave, always say for rosé and label like that, it's always for women. Mostly women like nice looking label. What's inside? It's amazing, because it's a nice blended Shiraz and Grenache. You get the 80% Shiraz and also 20% of Grenache blended together.
And that gives you a very refreshing, crisp. Is it crisp? Is it dry?
It's dry.
Why don't we have a little splash? Because that is really the essence of a tasting. Is you can talk about it forever, but the proof ultimately, I suppose, is in the glass.
It's in the glass, they
And we will now soon be. There goes the cork. It is a corked bottle, which is unusual these days, possibly indicating a little bit of the historic pedigree of the label. So, what do they say about it? Well, the taste. One can anticipate fresh strawberries on the nose. That's how, you know, that's what it smells like. And on the palate, fresh strawberries with a racy acidity. And it has a pale rose gold color. Well, it's the racy acidity that I'm particularly nervous about. Because, well, that can mean all sorts of things.
All sorts of things, Dave. Acidity in a wine can be a good thing and it can be a bad thing. Depending on your palate and how you like your style of wine, whether it's rosé, Sauvignon Blanc, Chenin Blanc, or even Chardonnay. But the minute your nose this glass is, it's just abound with strawberries.
It does.
It just leap out of it.
It does. It's peculiar. I was wondering whether they had managed to magic some kind of compound that
to pour into it, yes.
Because it does smell. Now, that also is a bit of a warning sign for those that don't like pink drinks and sweetness. Maybe a strawberry punch here is going to be possibly too much, but let's have a go. Here we go. There it is. Fresh strawberries on the nose and palate. So it does have a strawberry flavor with a racy acidity. I don't find it particularly acid. I mean, it's definitely not a sweet wine, I think, luckily. It's refreshing.
I think it's
kind of bracing. There is, now that the first taste has gone down, there is a lingering acidity, which I rather suspect would be almost a precursor to a bite of something lovely to match.
To match with it. Exactly, Dave.
True.
Happened to be invited to the farm for the launch last year, we were greeted with this at the gates to the farm, and then they had all sorts of hors d'oeuvres going in. And I think by the time we got to the entrance, from the entrance of the big arch at Verkeleken, right up to the manor house, I think myself and one of the other chaps that we were with, I think we must have finished the whole bottle.
Wow.
Because it was just unbelievable. It was just that raciness is there.
Yeah. And it would be tempered beautifully with, and the suggested pairing here is sushi, which I think would be perfect. Fresh oysters, if you like to live dangerously, or a fragrant Cape Malay curry, which is not like the very spicy hot Durban curry, but more of a...
It's more of a creamy...
A perfume curry.
Perfuming curry to blend it.
And what a marvelous combination that would be. I can see it all.
We had it with, I think it was prawns. There was just a normal prawn. Not deep fried prawn, a grilled prawn. Just a grilled prawn just by itself. And then I had a small little splash of, I think it was some type of spice. A little spicy, but it was like, as you said, Cape Malay. It was just a little splash on the side, but just the sauce. So you just dip the prawn in it and then sip the wine at the same time.
Perfect combination. Listen. But you could equally enjoy it just out the bottle, chilled, chilled on a hot summer's day like today, as the sun goes down gently in the west. A couple of friends, a bottle of the beautiful Florence Rosé from Verkeleken 2023. What sort of price are we talking about?
Dave, it's not badly priced at $144.99 for the rosé. For the rosé that it is,
okay,
and the blend that's gone in there, like it's Shiraz and Grenache. Your Grenache now, your Shiraz, giving it that little bit of spiciness. That's where that little bit of raciness will probably come through on the back of your palate. Where you find that little bit of pepper, a little bit of white pepper, but very slight, and then that Grenache then just giving it that fruit right through up front when you're getting it through in the nose with the strawberry coming through. It's just a bit more body.
Available at Tops right now, and I presume will be on the tasting menu on the weekend?
On the weekend, Dave, yeah. Saturday, Sunday, 12 to 2 on both days.
So do yourself a favour, if you are a lover of good wine and you're looking for an expansion to your taste and your cellar. This, if you are a rosé fan, or even if you're not, maybe it's worth taking a look at, because it's a lovely wine. It's easy drinking. It would definitely add to any convivial occasion, and I would imagine if you paired it with a gorgeous Malay curry or a seafood sushi platter, whatever floats your boat, enjoying life, yeah, it's the best revenge.
The best way. That's what we say, the Belito way, Dave. The Belito lifestyle way. There's nothing better than having, on a hot day like today, a nice glass of the Florence Rosé or any rosé or any white wine.
And the beautiful thing is, if you are listening to this and you want to, but you can't get to Tops because, well, you know, you work and you're... Ha! Extended shopping hours, folks. Now open on weekdays till 8 in the evening.
Hey? 8 Monday to Friday.
So, there it is. You can pop along tonight. And then if you want to taste it before, try before you buy, make a trip on the weekend between 12 and 2, Saturday or Sunday, and do yourself a favor. Get yourself acquainted with the Vergelegen Florence Rosé 2023. And that's where we leave it for today, folks. Lovely to catch up at the end of January with such a beguiling drink. We'll be back again in a week's time for the next Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week.